Please have a seat. Yes, of course. Thank you for applying for this position. And thank you for being prompt as well. I don't like to be kept waiting. My time is precious, and I don't believe in being coy or subtle. If you are offered and accept this position, your duties will be unique, to say the least. This isn't a situation that just anyone can succeed in. Now, I'm going to describe exactly what I expect of you if I select you for this position. If you find me too forward or too stern, there's the door. You're welcome to leave. I don't have time to waste on someone that's uninterested or unable to follow my demands exactly. I insist on perfection for both myself and for those I employ. I believe a personal assistant is someone that I can use to make my life easier. You work harder, so I don't have to. That's your sole purpose here, to make me more comfortable so that I can attend to more pressing matters. As I said, my time is extremely valuable, and I simply can't afford to waste it. So the bulk of your day will revolve around carrying out the various tasks associated with the day-to-day operation of this firm. More importantly, however, you will be responsible for satisfying my personal needs. Again, I have no interest in being coy. In fact, most of these tasks will be sexual in nature. But your duty as my employee will be to satisfy me in whatever manner I require. I understand if this sours you to the position. So, if you'd like to leave the interview now, I completely understand and appreciate you not wasting my time. No? You're still here? All right. Then let's get into the specifics of your duties. My day begins promptly at 8. This means I expect you here by 7. I need my files in order, my schedule set and confirmed, and I need a fresh cup of coffee, black, one sugar, on my desk when I walk in. I take my coffee standing up. While I'm doing so, you will approach me and ready me for the day. I need to look immaculate at all times. You are going to kneel at my feet and polish my shoes. I want them absolutely gleaming. Then, once I find them satisfactory, you are going to reach into my trousers and take out my cock. You are going to service me, just like that, on your knees, while I enjoy my coffee and mentally prepare myself for my day. And part of your duties, of course, will be the training period. And while I have no doubt you'll be able to figure out most of the tasks associated with the smooth running of the office, the items that pertain to me personally require a bit more finesse. I am very specific as to how I am to be serviced. So, I expect you to learn how I require things as quickly as possible. For example, attending to my cock. You're going to learn exactly how to please me, as I expect. I enjoy being stroked slow until I'm hard. Then, I want you to use your mouth on me. I like to be pleasured slowly, all the way down to the base of my shaft. I want to feel your throat muscles quiver and constrict. You will move up and down at a steady pace. The object is not to finish, but rather my enjoyment. And when I want to finish, I'm just going to hold your head in place and take your mouth. When I need relaxation, I expect your mouth to provide it. Now, at any time during the day, you will be expected to relieve my stresses. This may happen once daily, or could be several times. Depends on my mood, but it's your responsibility to attend to my needs as frequently as they need to be attended to. When I'm sitting at my desk for too long, I expect you to crawl under my desk and relax me. I expect you to be proactive in this. If I shoo you away, you are to wait in the corner. When you're not in use, you are to stand off to the side, seen and not heard. If I need you, I will beckon you. You are not to leave my sight. I want you at my beck and call at all times. Stand up. Take off your dress. Yeah, it's okay, I'll wait. Good, very good. Now the rest. Good. That's very good. Excellent. Do you enjoy my eyes on your body? Don't be shy. Some days I don't even leave my office. Now, on those occasions, you will not be allowed clothing. You will stay nude. I expect your body on display for my enjoyment. You will be no different than the paintings or photographs here. You will be art for me to enjoy. In addition, if I require entertainment or a momentary escape from my routine, you will spread your legs and edge yourself for my pleasure. Now, this process may last a few minutes or a few hours, again, depending on my mood. But I'll need you to remain in a constant state of arousal for my benefit. As for personal grooming, I require you completely bare. If you're offered the position, I will set up an appointment with someone who will see to this weekly. In addition, I will have a wardrobe selected for you. You will dress how I want you to dress. You will look how I want you to look at all times. Now, Neil. Yeah, Neil. Go ahead. I want to see how you look on your knees. Eyes to the floor. Yes, that's better. Yeah, you look like you belong down there. That's very good. Here, hold my coffee. Good. I expect you to be useful at all times. If I offer you this position, I need you to keep in mind one single term: obedient. I require complete and total obedience from my staff. And you, as my personal assistant, will need to follow every task efficiently and without hesitation. As I do not often have the time to adhere to a strict exercise schedule, instead, I will just use you more vigorously. These sessions will be frantic and savage, I assure you. The idea is to get my heart rate up as quickly as possible. I will most likely take you from behind, using you as hard and fast for as long as I can. Again, this may occur once daily, or could be several times throughout the workday. In addition, you will find that my associates will, on occasion, how do I put this, frustrate me. You will be responsible for relieving those frustrations. You will bend over my desk palms flat. When I have aggravation that I need to get out physically, I'm going to punish you. Hard. And I mean fucking hard. Now, sometimes it'll just be with my bare hands. Other times, with this. You see this belt? It's Italian leather. Do you know what that means? It means that it forces moans and whimpers that literally just melt all my stress away. I do not plan to be gentle, especially not when I'm aggravated. And honestly, I get aggravated a lot, easily. So don't be surprised if you leave the office covered in lashes. It's gonna happen, probably more often than not. I see you're squirming down there. Do not be embarrassed. This is a positive thing. Frankly, the fact that you're visibly aroused by this just increases your chances. Ideally, I'd like to hire someone who actually looks forward to coming to work every day. But make no mistake, if you are offered this position, your pleasure is completely secondary. Your sole focus is to attend to my needs. Well, I think that concludes our interview. I think I've seen all I need to at the moment. You may stand and put your clothes back on. So, how would you like to work for me?